Alex Salt coming up. Are we all, do I didn't pass. Do we got numbers for Aldi over there? I can't see our producer. Is it thumbs up? He's got, you're good. Okay, perfect. Wanted to, Alex should be back at work, I believe, Monday. Monday is the opportunity. We're giving you a great prize here at Sportsnet 650, the biggest Connect prize ever, simple as that. We need you to listen at these specific times. Just lock it on 650 to 820 here on our show, the starting lineup. At 1220, Alex and Seth, your show on Canuck Central. And then a couple of times with Walker and Rintoul on the program, 520, 620. You see the theme is 20 here. That's when we will allow you to play Name the Nuck. First person to answer correctly is entered to win a pair of lower bowl season tickets to the Vancouver Canucks. That's not a pair of tickets. We're giving you season tickets. Someone asked the other day, so is that a pair of tickets? Well, yeah, it's 41 pairs of tickets. You're going to all the games. $8,000 worth of Vancouver Canucks goodness. We're throwing a couple hundred dollars worth of food and beverages so you can enjoy a pop on us for the games. More information on sportsnet.ca/650. Example of how this will play, we're just going to give you clues. It's, born in Cold Lake, Alberta.
Hmm.
Drafted 40th overall.
Okay.
Between 2007, played for five teams.
Journeyman.
Goaltender, part of the Luongo trade.
Whew.
Yeah. That would be the clues.
International man of mystery.
It is. Well, mysterious in the sense that we haven't seen him around this building, but did we actually, Aldi, did we get permission and this promotion that we are all reading for the last couple of weeks, did we get permission from you to use you as the clue?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
See, there it is.
That's how out of touch I am.
That, yeah. See, we've been reading this clue, and the clues are born in Cold Lake, drafted 40th between goaltender, part of the longer trade, and you're the answer, and yet no one has reached out to you to say, hey, by the way, while you're not here, we're going to be talking about you.
Hey, you know what? I don't mind. Still, in the consciousness of everyone there.
You are. Let me just ask you this. Are you working Monday? Are you back to work Monday?
Tuesday. I am not. Monday is a holiday.
Tuesday?
No. Officially, we're back on the air with Connect Central on the 10th.
See? You would think these little details that people would know. He is Alex Salt, and he joins us. We say hello to you. Here's something that people don't know. Much like you are here, you're part of the team atmosphere, as close to a sporting team as we can get in this business. You're off because, you know, the season was done. Most people aren't aware, just like the pro athletes, you have sit-down exit interviews with management. And, you know, I had heard that, you know, when the interview with our boss, C-Mac, it was like, hey, just, don't pop your B's when you say Brock Besser. Not as many ahs. How have you worked? If you were a player, you would be working on things in the offseason. Now we're ready to see a new, fresh Alex Salt. What can listeners expect from you when you return to work on the 10th?
Well, just coming in the best shape of my career, like all the guys at training camp for the players too, you know, working hard, working on my speed, agility. To be honest, I've been relaxing.
Yeah.
Taking time away from the schedule and the pressures of having to speak live on air.
Yeah, you haven't been like hitting a bunch of 10-syllable words, just going, you know, I nailed that word. I'm going to be so
how
much
now,
better.
Brown cow.
Yeah, how exactly. Now, yeah. The how that's now, like brown that. Cow, red leather, yellow leather, ready to go. How have you been? What's the highlight been for you? I know you had a little anniversary time with your wife in Europe. What's the highlight of, with the kids not around, what's the highlight of the Alex Salt, other than spending time with the kids? What's your go-to memory of 2018 summer?
You know, we've been saying as a family, it's probably been one of our best summers in a long time. I got back on the athlete schedule, having the summer completely off.
Yeah.
And enjoyed it. Like you said, we went to Europe. So my wife and I went to Italy for celebrate our 15-year anniversary. We were back in our hometown. As much as I was born in Cold Lake, only lived there for a year. That's a Air Force brat town. So mm-hmm. I was only there a short stint. So Thunder Bay is home. And my wife and I are both from there. And we were back there for a little bit as well. We left the kids with the grandparents. So we spent time with friends and family. Europe for 10 days. Had a great August, except for the smoke back in B.C., been a week in a Soyuz, a little bit of time in Kamloops, and then kind of right back into it now with our son in the middle of hockey tryouts and school starting next week. So it was a great summer, but it went by very quickly.
What was the best meal? You had told me your wife plans everything. Like, she planned this whole Italy trip where you're staying. Yeah. What was the best meal you guys had there?
You know, it's funny because sometimes what ends up happening is the last minute little trattoria or whatever in an Italian town, they end up being the best and usually the cheapest as well. So those ones are always good. But it was really cool. In Florence, we went to the, I didn't even know this existed, the Gucci Museum. And in that museum, there's a restaurant, and it was fabulous. It was Osteria Gucci, and it was, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of them, but the chef from Francescana, which is acclaimed as one of the top restaurants in the world in Modena, Italy, Massimo Bottura, he started this restaurant, and it was cool because it wasn't high-end Michelin sort of five-course dining. It was a little bit more down to earth and reasonably priced, but the quality of the food was really good. And it was cool because it was in a really unique setting in the square in Florence, and in this museum of Gucci, everything Gucci, which it's funny. You go to Italy and they'll have museums for the big fashion designers. It's kind of an interesting experience.
I don't know too many people who have used the words reasonably priced and Gucci in the same sentence. So, I mean, if we can make things like that up, that's
It's
great.
all relative, Perry. It's all
Yeah,
relative.
I guess it is. Are you shocked what took place here over the summer as far as front office is concerned?
Yeah, you know, it was in the middle of my travels when that went down, so I was kind of a little removed from it. You know, it's yes and no in a lot of ways. I mean, I think that any time you don't have the success that the Canucks would have wanted over the past few years, and as understandable as that is from a needing to rebuild point of view, people will be impatient. People will want something to happen, and I think you can expect change. I was surprised that when I actually heard the news that, you know, Trevor was leaving the organization, and whatever actually occurred there, I don't know if we'll ever really know. I just reached out to Trevor briefly and wished them all the best, and I did get a response saying thanks, but that's kind of it. So I don't know the details of what happened, but it'll really be telling now here over the next 6 to 12 months in terms of what occurs with player personnel decisions and things like that, to see kind of, we maybe will find out more into what happened in the past because of that. Maybe it may be a little telling.
Aldi, you'll be back here soon. The Canucks players will be starting training camp soon as well. I'm wondering, as a guy that took part in a bunch of NHL training camps, what are the challenges of those first couple of days when you get back with your group?
Well, it's incredibly quick now. You're into preseason almost right away. Like you've got to hit the ground running. I remember when I first started my first couple of camps, you're obviously not thinking about the regular season in the NHL because you're just trying to make the team. You're trying to just show well, and you're almost living day to day. But when you're a player who's on the team, it's about getting going, getting your feet moving, getting a little bit of chemistry as quick as you can, and trying to get through the grueling paces of training camp, and hopefully you're in good enough shape that you don't catch a little nagging injury, because you got to hit the ground running. The preseason comes really quick, and then the regular season starts. It's less than a month really from the start of training camp to the start of the regular season. That's changed a lot over the years, but it's just getting your timing back. So a lot of these guys, like I said, they're working hard. You see more and more high level camps for the skaters. You know, whether it's there's camps in Toronto, there's the one here just this past week with Craig Cunningham and his great cancer, or his great charity, sorry, with his heart condition. And when you look at that, like, guys are really ramping up and they're competing hard. They're on the ice with fellow NHLers. But what ends up happening is it's a little bit different once you get into camp, and you've just got to make sure you get your speed back right away, because it's just a few days. You're right into it with preseason games, and then when you're a veteran guy, you're out there against young guys who are trying to show well. They're trying to do anything they can, whether that's lay out a veteran or maybe fight them or whatever it may be. They want to show something every single night to make it so they're back in the lineup.
He is Alex Ault, the co-host of the pre- and post-game show, the one that doesn't drive a Porsche, and of course the co-host of Canuck Central, joining us on the starting lineup.
I may eat at Gucci restaurants, but I drive a Ford. I'm more down to earth than my.
You know what? And tell you, the summer Joey's had, I don't know if he's just all over the place.
Yeah.
He's doing everything.
At least he caught a fish this year at the fishing.
Well, and I did ask him, because he co-hosted last week, if I would get some fish, and then he wanted to be on the show today to talk about it, and I said no, so I probably blew that up. So we'll see how that goes. Here's the thing: when you talk about preseason football, are you in our fantasy football, by the way, or did you just chime in now and just see how ridiculous this is? Are you going to play?
I Well, see, because I started a little late last year, I missed the fantasy football, and then I sat back and witnessed how interesting the pool was in the office.
Yeah.
And I wanted nothing to do with it this year, and I could see from the start that
the text messages, it's ugly,
a little
again.
Bit messy. Yeah.
But you know what they'll say in football, that defense has the advantage because it takes a while for the offense to get going. At camp, we'll be able to see a Cole Lind or some guys who've put on some weight, maybe appear quicker. Do offensive players or just players have an advantage over goaltenders as to being ahead simply because of timing? Or as a goalie in your pro career, what do you work on in the summer, and do you need to see those NHL shooters? And the first few weeks, it will take a while to get into a groove for someone like a Thatcher Demko?
Well, I think it depends on the goaltender a little bit. And some guys, the guys who are a little bit more technical, they've usually been doing some really strong technical reps with a goalie coach, whether it's the team's goalie coach or they've been going to some camps, and they've really found a couple things they want to work on. And so they feel pretty comfortable because they really thrive in that sort of controlled environment that would be what they were getting into going into training camp. The guys that are a little bit more about feel, they may need a little more time, need the reps, need the shots in practice. And nothing can replicate the game situations of preseason and then obviously the regular season. But so it kind of is a little bit of a split. But I think for the young players coming in, you mentioned Cole Lind or Jonah Gajewicz, these guys that they're turning pro, they've been to a camp or two, they have a reasonable shot if they're really overachieved to make the team, but it's probably not expected, but it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility, especially on a rebuilding club. I think when you look at those guys, you realize that you have to come in and just stay in the moment and not get carried away and get caught up in the pressure. And if you can do that, then you absolutely have a good shot at making some noise and making something happen. And I kind of touched on it earlier too. It's when you're a young guy like that, it's about surviving day to day. As you get a little bit deeper into camp, they're making cuts every day, and you just want to survive through that next one, survive through that next one with your eye on the big prize as well. And, I think everyone's really hyped up about a Pettersson and where can a guy like Ylevi end up this year? But there are some other pretty good pieces there from the forward point of view that can make some noise. And I'm really curious to see, you mentioned Demko, where he can show that his progression has taken him and where he's developed to in his pro career entering his third season.
Alex, there's going to be a lot of eyes on Demko as the long-term future appears to be him in goal. But for this season anyway, the expectation is still that Jacob Markstrom's going to get the bulk of the starts and have another opportunity to continue to prove himself and establish himself as the starter. What are your expectations for Markstrom heading into this season?
Well, it'd be really interesting for all the goaltenders because of the change in the goalie coach position. The Canucks bringing back Ian Clark, who was my goalie coach here when I played with the Canucks and stayed on for quite some time after I actually coached Luongo for a few years and then moved on to the Columbus Blue Jackets. So with the little shift in how the organization is going to handle its goaltenders, with Dan Cloutier stepping aside from the day-to-day goaltending coaching duties with the Canucks and seeing more of a overall organizational look and a development role as well, and a little bit of the drafting and scouting and all those things, will be based back in Ontario. It'll be a different situation. So I'm curious to see how these guys adjust to Ian Clark. And as much as Ian Clark was Dan Cloutier's goalie coach, I think there'll be a little bit difference in terms of the personality they'll bring to the rink every day and how quickly those guys adjust. And I think that with the way Ian Clark is, he's a real stickler for details, and he really has some set systems in terms of how he wants things done. I know he's kind of relaxed that a little bit over the years, but I really think a guy like Markstrom could just tidy up a few areas that were a little bit troublesome for him last year. And I think just he could really excel in that environment. And I think also when you come in, it's when the expectations aren't really high, the goalie can show some really positive things on a night-to-night basis where, maybe he's stealing a couple games here and there, but then the odd loss, you're not hanging on him because you're not expecting the team to do well anyway. So I do think Markstrom could have a good season. The one thing that will be tough for all the goalies is there's been a slight adjustment in the equipment, and that'll be something where we may see early on there's an adjustment. The upper body, the arm and chest pad has been cut back, and it's supposed to be more form-fitting and follow the curve of your body. And so I don't expect too much of a difference in a guy like Anders Nielsen in terms of what we see visually, because he's such a big, muscular guy already. And as tall as Markstrom is, he's not quite as broad, quite as big. I think you guys all remember that sort of the press conference photo from training camp last year where Nielsen and Markstrom sitting beside each other. As much as they're listed as the same height, there's a big weight discrepancy, and just the mass through the shoulders and arms is very different. So I think visibly Markstrom will look a little smaller in the net, but with that, there will be more net for the guys to look at. But I also think he may move a little cleaner, move a little quicker, and often if he can adjust well, then I don't think it'll hurt him too much long term, but I think there will be a little adjustment period.
Alex Salt of Sportsnet 650, our friend Canucks Central, pre- and post-game of the Canucks, joins us now for a couple more minutes. Aldi, we were at the Vancouver Giants golf tournament last week. I had my meal with Thomas Gradin, had some great talk, and the one thing he said, and we are so excited about the potential and what the Canucks have. I think the Athletic has them ranked as the second best prospects in the NHL.
That's They're right, number two.
Number two as far as what's coming up the chain. But he said something. I said, you know what, maybe we just forgot. And he said, boy, are we going to see the void left by Daniel and Henrik. And we had Henrik on yesterday. Henrik's already been at the rink. Are we maybe forgetting, because you get excited and it's glass half full, that we will see an obvious gap in the first couple months, because it was, hey, those two were taken for granted for an awful long time, and how they played the game and where they sat as far as being some of the best in the league. It just might be too much to fill right away.
Well, I had this chat the other day with somebody I ran into in town, and what I see it as, the power play obviously is going to take a hit, especially initially. I mean, the experience, the way Henrik runs it off the half wall and what Daniel brings to it, and just even the fact that when they don't have a play, they know where the other one is so they can keep it going, keep it alive. The power play is going to take a hit. Remember, that was a bright spot last year for the team for the most part, was how they were able to get that power play going. And I also think that Horvat, Besser, those guys now who are undoubtedly moving into top-line player roles. Last year, as much as they were playing well, there was still, well, who's a team going to key on when the Canucks are coming in and you can put out your top checkers? Are you going to put them against the Twins, or are you going to put them against these young guys? Now it's going to be all the pressure on Horvat and Besser. So that'll be a little bit more difficult for those guys as well. So I think you're right. There is going to be a void. There's going to be a transition both on the ice and off the ice. That's a massive hole in your leadership group as well. And you got to remember, it's as much as the production on the ice was great, it's like everything else, their presence is times two. And I think that, you know, great leaders have retired in organizations in the past, but it's usually just one at a time. And when you lose two people, that's a pretty significant hole. And it'll take time for them to fill that. And really, it's about how quickly some of these young guys and some of the veterans too, like maybe there's some guys who played in the year 5-6 years who's just haven't felt as comfortable speaking out just because that void's been filled by the presence of Daniel and Henrik over the past. So who's going to be able to step into that both on and off the ice and fill their shoes? And it probably will take some time. And I think that's definitely something that people need to remember. And I know in my chats with Thomas Gradin over the years, he always seems to have a pretty good perspective on that, on how much time things are going to take. And as excited as he is about a guy like Pettersson and was a long time ago about the Twins, it takes time for these guys to really mature into top-end players.
Thank you, my friend. We look forward to having you back in the building. Enjoy the last couple of days with the kids and the family, and we'll get after it in a couple of weeks.
Can't wait to get started. All right, thanks, guys.